good morning. I was trying to figure out how to walk, you know. Every corner is a little different, so I never know sometimes how to do it. Even though I've been to the corners probably, I don't know, a couple dozen times or whatever it's been, I just sometimes struggle with trying to get to make it look right. I mean, I want the sermon here to look nice, not just sound good, but I want it to look nice. And so, I mean, that's kind of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so I thought the mountains there would look kind of nice, and I'm right in front of me is the Broadway. Right here is college. The University of Colorado is right behind the camera. And all the students, they come out of class about every 50 minutes. They come under the Broadway here, and they come up out. I see a lot of students are starting to come up over here. And this is all this University Hill is for servicing the campus. There's kind of like a city within a city. And here on Broadway, I'm at lots of different locations. And you kind of know where I am. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you that we can come out to the street. I thank you, Lord, we can lift a banner. We can lift the word of God. We can do all kinds of things that glorify you and publish the gospel. We preach the gospel. And we just say thank you, Lord. Really, truly, we thank you for giving us this honor, this privilege to come out and do this. So we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. All right. So praise God. So I'm right on the street here. I'm only like two feet away from the street. So it might be kind of noisy. I'm not sure of that. And it's supposed to warm up too. All right. So we've got two guests that have come out of Ohio. Sister Rebecca and Sister Heather. Rebecca and Heather. They're here. They're right across the street now witnessing to people. And it's pretty amazing. They're on fire. So they're kind of like missionaries that have come down from Ohio to Boulder, to Colorado, to preach and to minister and to pass out gospel tracts, things like that. And they're doing a great job. They've almost gone through 100 tracts already, and they've only been here a day and a half. What are you doing? If you live here, have you passed out 100 tracts in a day and a half? You know, I don't know. So anyways, so let's get into our Sunday prayer letter. Today's Wednesday. If you live in Boulder and you're wondering and you're on this channel and you live in the area within, I don't know, half hour away, whatever, and you want to come to a church that I pastor here in Boulder, you're more than welcome to come to Gospel Evangelist Church. You see it come across the screen every time you see one of my sermons. And that is a building right here in town. We have a kind of a room actually inside of a building, but it seats about 30 or 40 people. And we meet on Wednesday evenings. We meet at 6:30 to 7:30 is our prayer time. That's our intercession. And after that, we have about from 7:30 to 8, we have a fellowship. We just, you know, greet people because people are coming and going. Most people don't come to the prayer session. They're more coming though. There'll probably be quite a few tonight. And then at so that's 6, 7:30, 8. And then at 8 o'clock we start the word, and everybody gets an opportunity to preach and to minister from 8 to 9 o'clock. And then from 9 o'clock to 9:30 is our fellowship again to round the day out. That's 3 hours. 6:30 to 9:30 is our church. So there's something for everybody. If you just want to come to fellowship for a half hour, you're more than welcome to come to fellowship and leave if you want. It doesn't matter to us. If you just want to come and pray and leave, that's fine. If you just want the word and that's all, and you want to leave after the word, that's fine too. We're here to serve. We're not here for you to serve us. We're here to serve you, whatever the case may be, okay? And if you need prayer, we pray for everything. We pray for, we cast devils out. We lay hands on the sick. So if you're sick and you need healing, you come to our church. If you have, you need a devil cast out, you come to our church. We'll cast that devil out. If you need a word from the Lord, a scripture, or whatever you need, we'll be able to deliver it because we're a Holy Ghost church. In other words, we operate in the fullness of the Godhead. We don't just throw a couple. We do it all, cover to cover, you know. So that's us, all right. So praise the Lord. So let's get into our letter here. So this here is our diagram. As I mentioned before, we'll draw this out in church tonight. We'll draw this out in church tonight. And this is how we're structuring the scriptures on fire. All year long, we're in the season called fire, F-I-R-E. My banner's called fire. Everything we're doing is evolving around fire. The scripture short I just did was on fire. And the scriptures, there's over 500 verses in the King James Bible with the word fire in it. And we're structuring it like this. So this is a line in the middle. This is kind of what we call an ampersand, A-M-P-E-R-S-A-N-D, ampersand, or however you want to pronounce that. It's means etc. It's a Latin symbol, but it also has another meaning in the King James 1611 Bible. And in the 1611, God put it in several different locations. He also used the word and, but he used this ampersand, this kind of that funny little squirrely thing, to indicate to the reader that what is about to happen or what is happening right there is very, very important to take note of that. So that's what this is here. Take note of this right here. And then there's a crossbar here, and the scriptures start on either end. So we started in Revelation and Genesis, and we're coming inward, all right? We're coming inward. And so now we're coming in. So Sundays are on the ends, and these are all scriptures on fire. And this in the middle is a symbol to indicate the soldier of Christ who is standing in the midst of the fire of God, staying pure, staying holy as he does his work in the ministry. Remember, I'm outside and it's very noisy. This is a very busy location, and there's lots of stuff going on. So if I apologize, if it sounds like I'm yelling, I don't mean to be yelling, but it's very difficult for me to hear and hear all the traffic and all, okay? So it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on Friday and Saturday, we're just bringing back to people's remembrance, a refreshment of the fire of God, and that's what this soldier of Christ is going to be doing. And on Friday, that's what, that's the where Christ gave his life. Saturday, he set the captives free. Then on Sunday, he was resurrected, and that's out here on the end. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the fire comes in and keeps the soldier of Christ pure. Hope that makes sense, but this is how the Holy Ghost has helped me to structure. So how do you keep track of 506 verses throughout the whole year and not losing track, especially for me? And this is how he's done it for me. And it's working beautifully. And what we also notice that these end verses, as you come in, the one in the Old Testament, the one in the New Testament, they have the appearance of being connected together in some form and fashion. You can see it if you have eyes of your spirit. If you have eyes of your flesh, you can't see it. So this whole year is on building up our spirit. Last year was all about being baptized with the Holy Ghost. This year is with fire. Baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's what 2024 is all about. And that's why a lot of people aren't getting it, because the fire is spiritual. It's not a match. You don't light a match and set something on fire. That's not what we're talking about. This is all spiritual. Spiritual fire. God is a spirit, right? That's what he is. So God uses this, anyways. Hope that made sense. All right. So today is Wednesday. We've got Leviticus 3:3 over here. And then we got Hebrews 12:29 over here. See, we're coming in from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're coming in. All right. And understand, I'm in a very long-term fast, so some days I'm not able to preach. But I was yesterday I was able, Sunday I was able, today I'm able, but on Monday I was not able. I was just physically too weak to preach. And that's why you didn't see a sermon. But if you don't see a sermon, because I preach, my schedule 6 days a week to preach and to post videos on YouTube of my sermons out here on the street. And but if you don't see one, it's because I wasn't out there. So if you don't see a sermon, that's a good indicator to pray for John. If you want. You don't have to. I'm not asking. Just if that's something you do. All right? All right. So let's go to the first verse, Leviticus. God bless you, man. People yell, hollering at me. Leviticus 3:3. So let's go to Leviticus 3:3. Leviticus 3:3. Hang on a second. All right, I'm back. That wind that just kicked up is so frigid cold, my hands can't even move the finger pages. So I gotta put my gloves on. All right. Everybody doing okay? Got to readjust everything. All right, so we'll go to Leviticus 3:3, I think is what it is. Leviticus 3:3, yes. Let's go to Leviticus 3, verse 3. All right. Hang on, everybody. Leviticus 3:3. Okay, 3, verse 3. All right. Let's see what this says. All right. Remember, we're talking about fire. So the key word in the scripture is always fire. We're not talking about everything else. The key word is fire. But in the Old Testament here in Leviticus, what we're also doing is adding in the character and the nature of God, who God is. A lot of people don't know who God is. So a lot of Leviticus will let you know something about God. It's really amazing. I'll talk about that in just a second here. So Leviticus chapter 3, verse 3. It says, and he shall, and he, God is talking to the priest. God's actually talking to Moses, and Moses is giving instruction to the Levitical priest, Aaron and his sons, and all those who were in the Levi family, you know, the tribe of Levi became the Levitical priesthood, right? Also understand that Jesus is not a Levite. He did not come out of that Levitical priesthood, okay? He came out of the tribe of Judah. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, and one of the 12 sons is Judah. He came down that line through David. Okay? All right. So verse 3 here. And he shall offer of the sacrifice, so we're talking about sacrifice, of the peace offering, an offering made by fire. An offering made by fire. Get that. Offering made by fire. Now, we can clearly see that here in the Old Testament, the fire is being represented as physical. This is physical. Remember I talked about just a few moments ago that the fire we're talking about today is not physical, it's spiritual. You don't take your offerings today and light them on fire. We don't do that. Jesus ended all that. We don't do this anymore. But we're using the verse on fire. We're also using who God is, kind of a character nature of God, all right? Because you can see what I'm trying to point out is you can see the preciseness and the precision, doing things exactly the way God has asked you to do it. You don't add to it, you don't take away from it. We know that in the Bible. A lot of warnings on that. Don't add to the Word of God nor take away from the Word of God. Very, very important to understand that. And that's what he's trying to demonstrate to us here in the written Word, how precise God is, okay? And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. So it's an offering made by fire, right? And what does that fire do? It purifies so God can receive it. We talked about earlier that when you want to lay up your testimony beside, or your offering beside the testimony, it better be pure, it better be holy, it better be purified by fire, because if it's not, he won't receive that testimony. He won't receive that offering. It just won't. Sorry, he just won't. Okay? An offering made by fire unto the Lord. So offerings don't go to a church. Offerings don't come to me. Offerings all go to God. All your tithe, all of your offerings, all your gifts go to God. That's why I'm constantly telling people, stop listening to what people are telling you, especially in a church who's going through a building program. What that pastor's going to do and what everybody's going to do is emotionalize the giving. He's going to emotionalize it. He's going to use songs that create emotion. He's going to use verses that create emotion. And he's going to try to get you to give in that building program based on your emotion, because they got to raise a lot of money. That's not what we're talking about. You always go to God first. Go to God first in prayer. Seek first the kingdom of God, right? That's first for your first fruits, all that kind of stuff. You know those verses. And so, when you do that, God will tell you what to do. You don't listen to man. You're not moved by some emotional feeling that I got to give my whole paycheck because we got this million-dollar building project. You don't do that. I know all about that. I could tell you, I've been around a long time. There's not much I haven't experienced. So be alert to that. Don't be moved by the flesh when you go to church, because there's a lot of building. In fact, our church up there in Redding, California, that I was from 27 years, they're going through a building program right now. and they're really pushing the emotion. There's another couple of buildings here, a couple of churches in town in Boulder that are going through a building program, and they're pushing also to raise funds. It's all emotional. We're also raising money. We're always raising money, but you don't see that, do you? Yeah, you don't see any emotional talk, you got to give or we're going to go out of the air. We don't do any of that stuff. That's stupid. That's all flesh, 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 flesh. You hear it on all the radio programs. At least I used to. I don't listen to radio anymore. I used to listen to all the television programs. You don't give, we're going to go off the air. I've heard that for 30 years. They're still on the air. How about that? So you don't listen to people, okay? You listen to God. And God's telling you that He's going to receive your offering, not the church. And God will direct you where to put that offering. But you give it to God first, and then God comes down and tells you where to put it and how much to give. God tells you, only give a dollar, you give a dollar. You don't give a dollar and a half. You give what God told you to give. God tells you to give 1,000. You don't give 900 or 2,000. You give exactly what God told you to give. All right? And this is crazy. I'm right on the street. I got a big truck sitting right there. Oh, sort of a big truck. Delivery truck. Delivery truck. All right? So he's going to make a lot of noise when he pulls out of here. So listen to this again. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord. You really got to get that, an offering made by fire. Right? This is physical because we're in the Old Testament. We're in the Levitical priest. Good. It's crazy. Lunch hour now. I'm up here. I'm all set up. I'm ready to go. So when people start going to lunch, we're here already. We're already ready to go for people who have breaks and all around. For about 2 hours, people have their lunch till about 2:30. Let's see, 12, 11:30, 12:31. Yeah, 3 hours, something like that. People go in shifts, I guess. All right. All right. An offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the fat that covereth the inward parts, right? So this is what he's going to be very specific in. You see that? He's talking about the fat in the inward parts. Now, we have fat all over, a cow or a lamb, but an offering has fat all over it. But he's being very, very specific here about which fat to give. You just don't give God anything. You give him what he's told you to give. That's what you're picking up here. Amen? That's what he's... I got my tow truck driver there. This is crazy, man. I love it. I love my job, man. I actually love it with all my heart. All right, the fat that covereth the inwards, the fat that covereth the inwards. He's very specific there. He's even got to calm it off to let you know this is exactly what I'm talking about. Because if you don't do it that way, the fire of God will not come down and consume that fat for the peace offering. All right, very important here. I'm trying to stress this a lot because people don't take God, the offering they give to God, serious. I take it serious. I hope you see that I'm very serious. I take the offerings very, very serious. It's a very important part of your ministry. Very important part. Right? Okay, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. So he's talking about in the inwards and all the fat that covers the inwards. Alright? So he's very two types of fats that you combine together to give the offering. See, I'm just talking about the precision of God. And so the priest had to memorize all that, and maybe not in the beginning. I don't know how they did it in the beginning. But maybe Moses was watching over, making sure they were doing exactly. Because God really brought Moses up short, that I want you to do it this way and this way only. See, that goes back to the New Testament that says that broad is the way. People want to do it their way. They want to go whatever they want to do. That's fine. You don't have to do it God's way. But if you want to do it God's way, then it comes down to a very narrow gate, very narrow information, very narrow situation, very narrow. It's not hard to receive Christ, but it's narrow. Narrow. That means that narrowness is so narrow, you can't bring all the baggage of the world. This is wonderful, man. I love it, man. Hallelujah. All right? So that's what he's talking about. You just don't give anything and everything that you want. Be precise with God. God tells you to be someplace at 11 o'clock, be there at 11 o'clock, unless he gives you grace. Understand, we have grace. We're not under the law. So I got here 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early. Is that okay? Yeah, it's okay. How about if I got here 5 or 10 minutes after the hour? That'd be okay too, you know? But if God told you, no, I want you there at 11 sharp. I want you to be there at 11. And that's what I do. I'll stand off a couple blocks sometimes looking at my watch because he wanted me there at exactly 11 o'clock. And sometimes, listen to this, this is crazy. Sometimes I've been to a location where he told me to be there exactly 11 o'clock or whatever time he told me to be there. And I stood off for a couple blocks because I didn't want to be there early because he didn't tell me to be there early, nor did he give me the grace. But something happened where I was going to be that if I was there, I could have got in trouble. I could have got hurt. How about that? That's happened several times. That's why I'm very alert to only do what God told me precisely what to do. Then I come over and have a great day. Like that. How about that? So that's what I'm talking about. And all that comes in prayer. Your prayer life. You pray before you leave. You pray while you're going. You pray setting up. You pray during the preach. You pray after the preach. You pray going home. You pray all the time. I hope you're doing that, you street preachers. I hope you're doing that. You pastors of churches, I hope you're living a life of prayer. I talk this way because this is how I live. I mean, I'm just talking how I live. If you live with me, this is how you'd see it. Anybody who hangs around me knows that I pray all the time. But sometimes I do forget. I should have prayed when I got in the car this morning. I prayed when I left my door, like I always do. But when I got in the car, I should have prayed again. But I didn't. I got talking. You know? So is God mad at me? No, he's got grace. Grace. Grace is sufficient to cover all of our challenges and our problems. All right? Grace. Can you see that? So let's read this verse one more time. Verse 3 in Leviticus chapter 3. Yeah. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards. Okay? So now, let's go back over to the New Testament. Now, the second part. Remember, so what we did is we did this part over here, the Old Testament part. Now we're going to go into the New Testament part. All right? So we got fire coming in towards the soldier of Christ. And that's Hebrews 12:29. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. Hallelujah. Those guys are still preaching to people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, those guys are real ministers. Most of the guys who come around me, all they want to do is talk at me. They don't really want to preach. They don't want to minister. But these two ladies that came to Ohio, they're real preachers. They're real ministers. They haven't even come by me yet. They drop me off and go park their car. And as soon as they got out of their car, they started ministering. They're not even here yet. They're over there ministering to people. That's how you do it. You come out to the street. You don't hang around me. This isn't fellowship time. This is work time. I'm at work. I'm not here just to play around and sing Whistling Dixie and have a good time. I'm working. So when people come around me, no, because I'm going to be coming up short with a lot of people coming around me because the Holy Ghost keeps pulling me up short. Said, you got to be in control of your corner. I said, yes, sir. Just can't let people do whatever they want to do. Yes, sir. You've got to be in charge. I said, yes, sir. Because, you know, I just like people to, you know, if you want to talk, I don't care. But the Lord's really bringing me up short on that. He wants me to be in control of my corner, or charge, however you want to look at that. Same way in church. It's difficult for me because I kind of go with the flow, you know. God, I want you to be in charge, John. Be in charge. Yes, sir. All right, so I'm in charge. Let's get going. All right, so Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, says here in 29, for our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. I'm going to say it one more time. For our God, that's the God of this world, not the God of that made the world and everything that's in it, that God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. All right? But the God of this world is not a consuming fire. So you have to get that. There's a false fire also, but it's fake. It's not real. It's not real. But the God who created the God of this world, Satan, is a consuming fire. Consuming fire, right? People and their stupid car alarms. They're the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life, how people think that that's going to deter a burglar. That doesn't one bit. It just annoys everybody. Because nobody comes out and checks. Oh, your car's been stolen. Because the car alarm's going off. Crazy, isn't it? So that's what you hear in the background. But the car's not being stolen. Nobody's by it. Okay, verse 20. I'm going to go back to 28 here. Let's go back to 27. Yeah, let's go to 27. So this beeping is kind of bugging me. Verse 27. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken. That those things that are shaken. So what does fire do? When you look at a campfire and that fire is burning, guess what it looks like? That fire is actually shaking the wood. Sometimes the fire gets so hot that it literally shakes. When a building goes up in fire, that building is literally shaking with the fire pushing it around. Something to think about there. Shake it as if things that are made and those things which cannot be shaken may remain. So that's what fire does too. God shakes his creation. And those things that cannot be shaken are going to remain. They're going to stay. That's why understanding, I talked in class, I hope you have watched today's class. I talked about truth. How truth is for eternity. It's eternal. Where lying is temporal. It changes. It moves around. It's flighty. It's not real. Lie is a lie. It doesn't last. All lies are going to come to an end because everything is going to be shaken by fire. Fire is going to shake things, right? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about fire, okay? The shaking can be remained. So verse 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. So our kingdom cannot be moved. You have to get that also. That gives you some more characteristics of who God is. God's kingdom doesn't move, but Satan's kingdom moves. It can be dismantled. It can be destroyed. But God's kingdom cannot be moved, cannot be dismantled, cannot be destroyed. See? Kind of get that. That's that nature of God, nature of heaven, and things like that. You can see who God is. More of who God is. All right? And your life is going to be shaken. If you're not solidly rooted and grounded on the rock of Christ, you're not fastened securely, you're going to be shaken. Jesus talked about the parable to two builders. Because our job is to study, to preach, build, study, preach, minister, and build. When you're building something, you build it on the foundation of Jesus Christ, the rock that is unmovable, unshakable. That's why your ministry, if it's built properly, if it's built properly on the rock, will not be shaken because everything gets shaken. That's like this church over there in Australia. It's been shaken. God bless you, man. God, hallelujah. Just like that big old church with touching 100 million people. God is shaking it and it's rocking and rolling, shaking, pulling down because it's part, most of it, a part of it, some of it, whatever, is built on sand. Looks pretty when you look at it. Looks pretty, sounds pretty, wonderful, big, prosperous. But when God comes in and shakes it, it begins to fall because it gets to begin to moving and shakes. And he'll shake, he's going to shake that church all the way to the foundation. And what it remains cannot be shaken. What's going to be remaining? I don't know that. But the pastor of the church is out, so that's a big deal. Pastor's wife, she's out. A lot of the churches who were connected with that church are all out. A lot of things are being revealed in that church. I tell you. All kinds of ministries all over the world. Big names. All being shaken. I'm being shaken right now. Through this fasting, this long-term 75-day fast I'm on. I'm being shaken. Our church is being shaken. Everything is shaking. But we're still there. Our church is still there. I'm still here because our church and me were rooted, grounded, fastened solidly, steadfastly to the rock of Christ. And that's what we built our, that's what I built my life upon. And that's what I built Gospel Evangelist Church on. That rock that's unshakable. All right? And this is why you want to do that. He says here, wherefore we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace. We talked about grace. Whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. With reverence and godly fear. It's to serve God. And we serve God in that arena that is not shakable. Anytime you move out of that, that's why I talked about the giving. When your pastor who's in that giving, that building program that they're in, and they're trying to shake you with their emotion, trying to get the goosebump moving, and you crying, and you gotta give, you got kind of stuff, and they give you all kinds of stories. They're shaking you, but they're shaking you the wrong way. They're shaking your flesh, and no flesh is gonna glory in God's presence. Sorry about that. And here's why. Verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. That part that's shaken, that can be shaken, will be consumed by fire. Will be burned up. Be burned up. So you don't want to be around areas that God is going to shake. If you're in an earthquake, I'm from California. I've been in many earthquakes. When you're by a building or you're by a bridge or you're by something that can topple onto you, you want to get away from those things that are shaking. Because if you don't get away from those things that are shaking, they can fall upon you. No doubt about that. A lot of people die in earthquakes because of that. Yeah. So that's why we were in California, Southern California. We were training little kids all the way up through school. What do you do during an earthquake? That's what we do, you know. So you learn how to do things in earthquakes because you don't want the walls caving in on you. And they will. Buildings come down, and you cannot. So what I'm saying there is because God is a consuming fire, you don't want to be where God is consuming the thing that is being shaken. You know, you want to be where God has already tested you by fire. He's already baptized you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That fire shakes you. That's why a lot of people say, I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost, but they don't speak in tongues. They don't cast out devils. They don't lay on the, they have no power over Satan. They say, oh, I got the Holy Ghost. No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. All right? So they were shaken, and they didn't receive that shaking. They got consumed. Alright. Really important to understand a lot of this stuff. So we're talking about two things here. We're talking about the nature of God, who God is, and we're talking about the consuming fire, who God is. And we can see the two parts, very precise on both ends of the fire. And that fire comes in towards the soldier of Christ. Alright. Can you see what just happened? The message is ended. How about that? I mean, it just came to an abrupt halt. So let's pray. So Lord, I thank you that we can preach the message that you want us to preach. A lot of times, I don't even know what I said today. I just kept listening to my heart, kept listening to you until you didn't say anything anymore, and I was done. But so I should probably listen to this when I get home, I guess. I don't know. I hope I said everything right. And Lord, I apologize if I messed up anywhere. I don't want to mess up. And I just praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in my life and the Gospel Evangelist Church and all the lives who are listening here, all the ministries that are listening, all the churches in Boulder, all the churches in Ohio, and Colorado here, because Ohio is being represented here in Colorado today. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. In your name, Jesus, we humbly pray. Amen and amen. All right, man, that's going to be it for the day. I'm going to put this down, put it away, and lift my banner, and I'll be out here, and Rebecca and Heather will be out circulating whatever they're doing, all right? God bless you, man. I love you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.